We are here today with Ann Salter from Pisgah Legal. Can you tell me a little bit about what Pisgah Legal is and what it does in the community?
Yes, thanks so much for having me today. Pisgah Legal Services is a nonprofit law firm, and we offer free civil legal aid services to low-income people in Western North Carolina. Our service area includes 18 Western North Carolina counties, and we offer assistance in areas of domestic violence law, sexual violence and child abuse prevention, homelessness prevention, debtor-creditor law, immigration law, public benefits, and health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, just to name a few of the areas that we cover.
That's awesome. How long have you guys been around?
We have been around for over 40 years at this point, and even just last year alone, we were able to help more than 20,000 people in Western North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know it was that long. Wow. So, yes, the reason we are here today is that you guys recently announced that beginning in July. Qualifying families with children will be able to receive funds. Can you tell me a little bit more about what the tax credit is and where it's coming from?
Sure. So what we're talking about today is an expanded federal child tax credit. And so we've had the child tax credit available for many years, but this year it has changed for the 2021 tax year. And so what we are going to see that's different is that this year, families with children ages 5 and under are going to receive $3,600 per qualifying child. And then for children ages 6 to 17, those families are going to receive $3,000 per qualifying child. And the really exciting part is that beginning in July of 2021, parents are going to begin to receive monthly checks for each qualifying child. And so that means if the child is 5 and under, those parents are going to get a check for $300 a month until the end of the year. And for those older children, it's going to be $250. And there is no limit on how many checks you can receive. If you have 5 or 7 children, you would receive a check for each child who qualifies. The remaining half of the credit should come back to parents when they file their 2021 tax return next year. So that's how we get all the way up to that $3,600 or $3,000 per child.
That's awesome. Who qualifies and which families and children do qualify for this?
Okay, so this is another exciting part. Families as low as $0 of income are going to qualify for this credit. So
Oh, wow.
basically, anybody that has these children, the children have to have a valid Social Security number. So as long as the children have a Social Security number, the parents can qualify for this credit. And the limit, it goes all the way up to an income of married filing jointly of $150,000, and $75,000, I think, for filing single. So many, many people are going to qualify for these credits.
That's
But there
amazing.
is an important thing, and this is why we really wanted to speak to everyone today. If some families haven't filed in recent years because their income is very low, they may not have to file. Those families really need to file a return prior to May 17th, 2021, so that's just a couple of weeks away, so that the IRS has their contact information, because we want the IRS to know where to send those monthly checks. So again, if a family has not filed in recent years, whether that be because they didn't have to or they didn't want to or some other reason, they should really try to go ahead and file right away so that they can start to get their monthly checks on July 1st.
That's awesome. And can people come to you guys for help with that, or what would be the best way for them to get help with that?
So at this point, I would recommend checking out myfreetaxes.com. That's a free way to e-file a return. They keep folks, if you need a link to file your return in it, and you maybe have a more complicated return, you can contact us at Pisgah Legal Services to get. We have a free filing link that was provided to us by the IRS because we have a VITA site. So people could contact us for that link, and there's no income requirement for that, and no limit on the schedules. For that particular link, but you could reach us by emailing us at Emily EMILY at PiscoLegal.org, and we can email you back that free link. And then also on the IRS website, they have a link to professional tax preparer directory. So you can enter in your zip code there and find professional tax preparers to assist you.
Great. Thank you. So yeah, obviously you've mentioned some amazing things that this will do to help. Can you explain what this will mean for our community in Asheville?
Well, to state it simply, this expanded child tax credit is going to provide immediate relief for struggling families with children in our area, and it's not going to impact the other benefits that we already have, like food stamps, Medicaid, public housing. This new money is not going to take those benefits away from people. It's just going to add to what they have. And I just want to give you an example. A family of four, including two children under the age of six, could receive as much as $18,720 from tax credits, and that would include the earned income tax credit, which has been in place for many years, and then this new expanded child tax credit, and then the third stimulus check payments, which by the way are still coming out. They haven't all been distributed yet.
Oh wow. Okay.
But what we're looking at is almost $20,000 for that family of four, and that's really going to bump many people above the poverty level. And I've read that experts think that this is going to reduce child poverty across our country by almost 50%.
Oh my goodness, that would be amazing. So this is a countrywide effort, not just county?
That's right. This is all across the entire United States. And I will add, North Carolina has a special tax credit. It's called the Extra Credit Grant, that right now, if you go to our Department of Revenue website, if families missed it last fall, families who didn't file taxes would be eligible to get a $335 grant by applying online there as well. So that's just a little boost if people miss that in the fall.
Great. Well, I just want to ask you a little bit more about Pisgah Legal and what you guys, how people can utilize you and how people could learn more about what you do for the community.
All right. Well, our website is www.pisgahlegal.org, and we have an online application there. So if anyone is needing services from Pisgah Legal, you can apply online there. You can also call us at 828-253-0406, 828-253-0406. And we do have Spanish language staff members available at that number. And at Pisgah Legal right now, we are also offering assistance in applying for health insurance at healthcare.gov, which is otherwise known as Obamacare. It's open enrollment currently, and this insurance is now more affordable than ever. So please don't wait. You can enroll in health insurance today, and you can call Pisgah Legal or go to our website if you need help. And then additionally, if you or people who you know are needing civil legal assistance, for example, landlord-tenant issues, questions about debts or immigration, or people might be experiencing domestic violence, please contact us to apply for services. You can do it on our website confidentially, or by calling us at 828-253-0406. And I know that many people are really struggling as we continue to go through this pandemic, and so we really would like to help as many people as we can at Pisgah Legal.
Well, do you have anything more you would like to say about the tax credit? It's very exciting. I think it's going to be great for the community.
I did just want to add two more things. The last thing is that if families didn't receive their first or second stimulus check, and this would include families that might have one person who's a citizen and one person who is not, I would encourage you to go ahead and file your tax return, even if you're not required to get what's called the recovery rebate credit. And that's the way you can go ahead and get those tax returns coming to you as a tax refund now. So I wanted to just recommend that to people. And then I also want to ask everybody if you would reach out to your friends and family and coworkers, and just be sure that people have filed their tax return this year who have children, even if they're not required to, because we just want to be sure that everybody is able to receive these monthly checks starting in July. I do just want to add one more resource in here. If people have specific questions about the tax credits or the stimulus check, I'm just going to give you all an email and a special phone number where you could call or text for information about these. And so that email is stimulus@pisgahlegal.org, S-T-I-M-U-L-U-S at pisgahlegal.org, or you can text 828 414-0800-828-414-0800. And we have volunteers keeping tabs on those emails and that text line to respond to community members who need assistance in this area.
Well, thank you so much, Anne. I appreciate Pisgah Legal and all you guys do for the community.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you helping us spread the word.